Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week we are talking about God's grace. And I love the title of this heartbeat, which is that grace is beautiful on everybody.
Yes, because it comes from God. That's why. It's not us. It's nothing to do with us. It's always Him.
That's it. So we know that God's grace is amazing. We know that He wants to bless us with it. And because of that, then we can come boldly to Him. Essentially, that's in a nutshell what we're going to be chatting about today.
Yep.
So let's start with how amazing God's grace is.
What is grace? What is grace? I feel like it's this generosity that comes out of God's heart for us. It encapsulates love, mercy, kindness, forgiveness, focused totally on us, blessing, I don't know, all that's good, all that is good.
Some would describe it as divine favour.
Yes, yes.
So God showing His favour towards you, which I think you've just used beautiful words to describe all that. It's His love, it's His kindness, it's His forgiveness, His mercy. And it can be, I would almost say, like different things depending on
the different for different people.
Yeah, like sometimes God's grace is just complete mercy and forgiveness when you've done something completely wrong and you go to Him and you ask for forgiveness and He just pours His grace upon you to offer that mercy and forgiveness. And then at another time, God, I need provision in, you know, this area of my life, and He pours His grace on you to provide.
I often look at, remember when the angel Gabriel went to Mary and he said, full of grace, you woman are full of grace.
Yes.
And what she was going to be given as the gift, or she already is because she was born pure, without sin, because she was chosen to be the vessel where Jesus was going to be created into. Even though Jesus is already created, he's uncreated, but as a human created. And she's full of grace because she's full of the Lord. She's full of God. She's there's no more that you could do for her than be full of grace.
I like that. Full of grace. You also use the words full of the Lord.
Yes.
So it's the Lord coming to us, giving Himself part of Himself.
Totally. And not part. Totally. Yeah. But totally of what part we might need at the time, like you're saying. We might need the forgiveness of God. So totally the forgiveness of God is given to us. Totally His kindness is given to us. His direction, His provision, His whatever it might be.
And as everyone's hearing us right now, our lack of words to be able to really describe
what it is. You can't describe it, no.
But we can experience it.
Yes.
And I think when you've experienced the grace of God,
you're actually got less words.
Yeah, that's true.
You're in awe. I think so. Yes.
Yeah. Because we know that, well, if you've had an experience of the grace of God, you were different. You were changed in a way. And I think it's because, especially if you're experiencing mercy and forgiveness, there's this awe of, wow, I have a God who would love me so much that He forgave me even for that. You know, what even that is for each one of us.
Yeah.
So it's funny, it does lead to a sense of loss of words. You said in the heartbeat, something that I really liked was, grace has given us the opportunity to regenerate ourselves with His help, to help us to be saintly and holy. And God gives us this grace and this ability to be the best He created us to be.
Yeah, and the ability is beyond ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, sure, God has given us gifts and abilities, human abilities, where we can regenerate and redo things and whatever, because he's given us that ability as human beings in all the way we've been made. You know, our cells regenerate. We become ill and our body comes and, you know, comes and heals itself because God's made it like that. But these areas of grace is way beyond our ability.
Yeah.
I often think, even sometimes, you know, where people are healed from cancer, that's the grace of God because it's been way beyond human ability, way beyond the drugs that you've been given, the medical help you've been given, the help with your own natural cells trying to rejuvenate. It's God who comes in and just decides, yep, I'm taking this away.
Yeah. Yeah. It made me think, though, like when we lead to our next point where you said how much God just wants to bless us with it, sometimes we can think we're not worthy to be blessed with
who
God's
is
grace.
Worthy. That's the thing. If you get that into your head, none of us are worthy. Mm. We all fall short of the glory of God. We all are impure and frail and weak in different areas.
Mm.
Some of us in some areas, others in another area. Yep. But we all are.
Mm.
But yet, the Lord still loves us. The Lord still comes and draws us to himself, still calls us and says, come, my son, my daughter, come and be with me. My love draws me to you.
I think when we feel that way of like, I'm not worthy, we can think of it in a different way of going, actually, that's recognizing how amazing God is.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like I'm worthy. But we can go, yes, but God is so worthy, and he who is wants to give to us.
Yes.
And so it's
and
this
why would you deny him?
Yeah, and it's putting God in his rightful place of he is God and he is above and beyond me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, then you move into your heartbeat about sharing about how much God just wants to bless us, and we should be open to his grace coming into our lives. You shared the beautiful story, which is where we got the title of the heartbeat, about one of your old customers who came in who was in lots of pain, and she was referred to as Lady Scott. And when you asked around the community, you were asking, you know, has she been knighted, given some sort of
recognition?
Yeah, award. And they said, no, it's just that she is so beautiful and graceful. That's why she
always
was.
I remember I would do deliveries at her house, and she had this beautiful cottage, and she'd be sitting outside in the sun with a shawl around her shoulders, and she always was dressed immaculately.
Mm.
And beside the stairs as you went up were two camellia trees.
Mm.
And it was such a fitting place
image
for her. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was always gently spoken. And if she tried to get up with her walking stick, you'd see she was frail, but she'd push herself.
Mm.
But she never once groaned or moaned, and especially when you knew her condition of her spine was basically falling apart.
Mm.
And she was kind and gentle and loving, and she was beautiful.
Mm. And those kind of people do have an effect on others, don't they? There's like this peace and calmness about them.
Yes.
That exudes from them.
Yes.
And if you think about that, that's the kind of grace that God wants to put into
our
lives.
I always
wondered
if she was a ballet dancer, because when she walked, even with her walking stick, she walked with grace.
Mm.
She walked slowly, regally. Mm. It was beautiful to watch. Mm. Beautiful.
Mm. And so from there, that's when you said, you know, grace looks beautiful on anyone.
Yes.
When anyone is full of grace, which makes me straight away think of Mary.
Yes.
There's a beauty that comes on them.
Comes from them.
Yeah. And so you finish your heartbeat by talking about a verse in the book of Hebrews, which talks about how we should approach the throne of grace with confidence in him who gives us this grace. So we should come to God boldly, passages
say. It states
it
in Scripture. I didn't put it there.
Yeah.
It says boldly come to the throne.
Yeah. But it's the throne of grace. So when we come with the things that we desire, we remind ourselves, this is the throne of grace. This is God who wants to give us grace.
Yeah, he wants to know us. He wants us to be with us. He wants us to share ourselves with him.
Mm.
and then be open that he shares himself with us.
Mm. And you led to the reason we can feel that boldness is because we have a God who actually came and lived as one of us, yeah, in Jesus. So he, yeah, knows what it is to be human.
All things but sin, it says. Mm. All things. Mm. So when you're lonely, destitute, you know, pushed aside, bullied, because he was, all of those things happened to him. He had compassion. He wept with tears. Mm. He saw the people that were struggling. Mm. He himself struggled as a human. Mm. But it was all things but sin. And then when you know, and we do know, that Jesus was also the Son of God.
Mm.
Full of compassion and love and saving power. He showed us that on the cross. He, you know, once and for all, he's destroyed death, mm, for us. And once and for all, he's given us the opportunity to accept this eternal life. The thing is, we have to choose.
Mm. Mm.
He'll never deny anybody who chooses him.
Yeah. So the weekly challenge, that we know that, is, I think, to go to God boldly. What's something that you're not going to God about? Hesitant,
yes,
about.
Yes.
But when we go boldly with this confidence, God wants to bless us.
Yes.
Now, of course, that's according to his will. You know, we don't always get exactly what we ask for, but we can come to him boldly and he will grace us.
Yes.
So we hope that that chat has really blessed you this week. We hope that, well, maybe it's challenged you to go boldly, to step forward. And we know that God will abundantly grace you and bless you. We look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.